Science Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is June 7th, 2018. Most don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please, folks, if you haven't made the choice already tonight for Yeshua, you need to make it now. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message. Phone number, of course, 620-878-4682. In an emergency, my cell phone number is 316-619-4886. Now listen, you can always find updates of the breaking news, the Wichita Mission Church radio program archives, contact information, all this at our ministry hub, which is very simply prophecyhour.com. We are a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on the net internationally. It's live on YouTube and on some FM stations. So please pray about supporting airtime. On another note, let's thank our listener base in places like Stockholm, Sweden, Sofia, Bulgaria, Prague, Czech Republic, Budapest, Hungary, Juarez, Mexico, and of course cities in the good old United States such as Chandler, Arizona, New Orleans, Louisiana, Tampa, Florida, Lexington, Kentucky, Santa Ana, California. These are just to name a few. Of course, Wichita, Kansas remains the largest group of listeners to our radio programs, at least when they go to podcast later on tonight. Follow us and share us at Twitter at Pastor Dan Catlin at Brant77. Pastor Dan Catlin at Brant77. Follow us and share us. Now, prayer, and we'll bring on tonight's guest, and I think you're going to really find this program interesting. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray. Father, I really pray radio tonight goes according to your will and not ours, Father. Please give everyone ears in which to hear and understand the truth. So please, Father, bless this program tonight in your son, Yeshua, HaMashiach's mighty name. Amen and amen. Well, folks, you know, you hear me talk about my age every once in a while in here. In fact, July 4th, I'll be 63 years old. I'm in really good shape for my age. And, you know, while I contribute, I believe exercise got me to that point, and being following the Word of God, of course, I now realize that eating right is something I wish I did when I was a lot younger. I found eating things I hated or did not even have time for when I was younger are the very things that can cure and or prevent many diseases. So I'm trying to get smart, but how do you do that? Well, with somebody like me, I have so much time and there's so much out there. Hey, look towards books and things, right? So it is a God thing to eat right and to take care of this temple of the Holy Spirit. Anyway, many think that, well, you can just eat at home and not fast food. I think there's a lot more to it than that, and I found out. So tonight, we were going to talk with one of two authors of a book called Time Bomb. We're talking tonight with Joe Horn. He's a professional fitness and nutrition specialist. He's COO of Skywatch TV, dog behavior expert, and certified professional trainer and instructor. As a best-selling author of the groundbreaking book, Dead Pets Don't Lie, that sounds like another radio program, his incredible personal story from the gates of death and back again prompted a special investigation, what now resides in the breakthrough new book called Time Bomb. So let's just get him on here and welcome Tom Horn. How are you?
Hi, Pastor Dan. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. You're coming in loud and clear. We got you covered, brother.
Wonderful. So should I address you Pastor Dan?
Whatever you feel led to do, you know, some people say Pastor. Just real quick, I'll tell you, you know, I used to just, of course, go by Dan, and I didn't tag myself. But when we started the Mission Church, we're back we're in our 19th year. Homeless and Poor tagged me as Pastor Dan, and so then when I got on this radio station, they said, "Well, how do you want us to address you?" That just came out, and it's been that way ever since. But whatever you feel comfortable with, I don't care. But I'll tell you what, I'm really, you know, now I hit the gym a lot.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And I'm in good shape. I'm going to be 63 years old, but, you know, I'm real strong, and I have three boys, and I'm stronger than them, except I got the youngest one's coming up right behind me. I don't know. That's competition.
He may be a contender, huh?
Oh, boy, you ain't kidding. Yeah, even the other two sons have been saying, "Hey, Dad," I said, "What?" You know, he said, "Well, Elijah." And I said, "What about Elijah?" He said, "Well, he's getting bigger, you know."
He's catching up.
Yeah, catching up. And so that's that. But this food thing, you know, I've ate so much fast food in my life and just ate around. But, you know, if a person just thinks, well, exclude fast food, but there's things lurking in the freezer, isn't there?
Oh yes, it's completely more complicated now because of over farming and a whole bunch of other stuff we can unpack during this program, Pastor Dan. It's way more complicated now than just, hey, don't drive through the drive through and you'll probably be okay. It's more nefarious, and when you go online to do any digging around, most people get overwhelmed at the sheer avalanche of information that's out there. They don't know if it's real. They don't know what's truth from Facebook meme, from simply just posted lies. And then, of course, you've got big commercial food prep companies that aren't going to level with you completely. And they use a lot of word games to hide ingredients that are totally lethal in totally ordinary groceries that you think are healthy. And we will unpack as much as we can during this broadcast. But let me explain the premise behind Time Bomb, the book. Because I'm here to tell you, the Lord has a different plan for the way people are able to eat, even at this generation, even with all that we're facing in terms of things in the environment that are attacking our genetics, the things that are happening, that we're eating, that we're passing along to our children, we're damaging their physiology before they've even left the womb. None of this comes as a surprise to the Lord, though. He knew that you would be here at such a time as this. He knew that I would be here at such a time as this. And let me just open very quickly so that your listeners are kind of brought up to speed. There is, in case you didn't know, a national health epidemic taking place right now in the United States in particular, and the world's leading holistic doctors and scientists now believe that as many as 80% of Americans are carrying a time bomb medical crisis in their bodies right now, unaware that they will soon develop chronic disease, prolonged illness, or even cancer. Now, this is very personal for me, Pastor Dan, because at a very young age, I became a part of that statistic. And Time Bomb, in part, is the product of my personal journey through almost 20 years of what became an unsustainable onslaught of autoimmune disease, digestive disorders, chronic illness, inflammatory conditions, and a myriad of other health issues. And after exhausting every available traditional medical intervention, scan, test, probe, treatment, medication, etc., that Western medicine had to offer, I still ended up on an operating table where I might have died, having half of my colon surgically removed in January of 2017. But here's the thing. What I discovered after my operation, when my symptoms got much, 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 much worse, by the way, the thing that I discovered that was actually responsible, the thing that was in my body that was affecting me is, in point of fact, affecting most of our American population, whether they know it yet or not. And that is what I am trying to dispel and educate folks for now. What is causing this health epidemic? And what did I eventually learn was behind all of this autoimmune disease and the things that I dealt with for so long? Well, it is a genocide of deadly processed foods, Pastor Dan. It's the pesticides that are in our food. It's the carcinogens. It is the artificial dyes that are used. It's the artificial preservatives that are used to give food an unnaturally long shelf life at the grocery store. I finally, through what I call a series of divine appointments, God-driven divine appointments after I had half of my colon removed, and I got much, much sicker, by the way, so you can imagine.
Right.
I go in for this surgery, and I think I'm going to get my life back. They're going to cut this diseased part of my colon out. You see, on top of everything else, Pastor Dan, over 20 years, I was diagnosed with things like painful bladder syndrome. And I was given things like pharmaceutical interventions like hydroxyzine. They told me that I had chronic prostatitis, chronic prostodynia. This is inflammation of the prostate, which creates, at times, level 10 pain for men in the most sensitive regions of a man's body.
Right.
I was told that I had irritable bowel syndrome or that I had a nervous bowel. I had all kinds of inflammatory issues. I had pleurisy off and on, inflammation of the lungs. It would get caught on the ribs and very, very painful. When I had my colon removed, it was because a few years before that happened, I was told that, add to the pile, I also now had a disease. You see, I had several colonoscopies.
Mm-hmm.
And on the second one, it was revealed to me that I now had a disease called diverticulosis. And for those that aren't familiar with that are listening to this program, what does that mean? Very simply put and very quickly put, diverticulosis is a series of weak spots in the large intestine that give place for bacteria to hide. This becomes infected over and over and over again for a lot of folks that suffer that disease. It's a digestive disorder. It's a deformity of the large intestine due to the strain, the inability to digest food. Think of a balloon. How many times can you blow a balloon up and deflate it before the rubber is just all kind of deformed and weak? You know what I'm saying? It's like
right.
that in the intestines. And so the Western medicine response to that is, well, let's just cut that part out, the part that's weak. And I got to tell you that not one time all of the specialists, all of the urologists that I saw for the prostate conditions, for the bladder conditions, all of the stuff, not one time was diet or supplementation ever mentioned to me. I just kept wandering, test
mm-hmm.
after test after test after test after probe after scan after. I had three colonoscopies by the time I was in my early 30s. I had two urethral scopes where they pumped me full of iodine to track whether or not my kidneys were performing in a way that was conducive to what they wanted to see. All of this said, I don't have a built-in expectation, Pastor Dan, that people out there listening to this program necessarily care about my story. It shouldn't just be built in. Who's this guy and why are we
right.
listening to the story? It was what I discovered through these God-appointed divine interventions into my life after I had the surgery and things for me got much, much worse. Food got more and more impossible to digest, more and more inflammation. And my adrenals were shot. I was finally diagnosed by a man named Joshua Vance. He's a Christian. He's a holistic approach doctor. He's a fan of things like using herbs of the land to promote healing in a person's body as opposed to just masking what the underlying root of disease is with things like pharmaceutical interventions. He finally does a series of blood panels on me and a whole bunch of other things. Tests I had never heard of, things I had never heard of. Adrenal fatigue? What's that? What is adrenal fatigue? I learned all about this stuff. What you mean it matters what times of the day your body is producing cortisone because that affects your heal cycle, ability to sleep? Wait a minute. You mean that your diet actually affects your own body's ability to produce the correct hormones to feel normal? So what I found out was, I had a condition, and this is the part of the 80% of Americans that I open the programs with, that the world's leading holistic doctors and scientists now believe are experiencing this, whether they feel it in their gut or not. That's the key, whether they feel it in the gut
right.
or not. It's a syndrome called leaky gut syndrome. And I can explain what that is if you want me to go there, or we can share pictures.
Okay, a couple of things. First off, brother, you got me on the edge of my seat. You know, as far as this diverticulitis, my mother was, is this the same one where you like, you can't eat tomato seeds, you know, and things like that?
Don't eat popcorn seeds, don't eat tomato seeds, yeah.
And my sister now has it, and she's, you know, she's older than me a few years, and now she's been diagnosed with it, and so
yep.
I don't know what that is, but Yeah, you really got me on the edge of my seat. What I will say, and then I want you to continue on, is this, that the thing, and the folks, you need to hear this good, because you listen to this man and you listen to his testimony. Here's the point. The Father allowed him to go through those things so he could help others. You know, people say to me all the time that, hey, well, I think I'm supposed to go into ministry. I say, well, what is your past? You know, he allows us to do things so we can minister in certain areas. And so clearly you're more than qualified to talk about this and just take us on this ride. I want to know what leaky gut syndrome is. I'm on the edge of my seat.
Leaky gut syndrome is it's affecting almost all Americans at this point, whether they know it or not. Now, there's a sliding scale, zero being you don't know any symptoms at all or related to it yet. Let's say that the 10 is you end up with something like myself or something like potentially cancer or an autoimmune disease. But here's what happens. Because of the pesticides we eat every single day, you opened the program, Pastor Dan. You said at the front of the program, you said, guys, it's not as simple as just avoid fast food. And you're absolutely right. Even if people, this is the part where people can become discouraged unless they know how to work around this. But even people that say, let's say they go out to a restaurant or they bring vegetables home and they're going to do the right thing and they're going to have a breadless, just a clean grilled chicken breast with a salad. By the time they eat chicken that's grown in this country, mostly done in stainless steel laboratories, very, very little grass-fed farming done. That means that, you know, natural organic chickens are fed things that are native to their actual diet. They grow up on farms. Most of that's been totally eradicated by large conglomerate organizations and companies that have taken over farming. They overfarm the land. So, first of all, the vegetables are completely nutritionally void in the first place. I'll give you one example. If you went to the grocery store right now and let's say you wanted iron from spinach, it would take 71 cans of your average grocery store spinach today to equal the nutritional value you would have received from one can 30 years ago. So because of overfarming, the overuse of the same land over and over and over again, and the use of fertilizers, pesticides, et cetera, to blow the vegetables up to still look robust and healthy, there's almost nothing in them that's good for you in the first place. And then you add the fact that there's pesticides, herbicides, growth hormones, et cetera, to the vegetables. If you don't know where to get vegetables or how to get clean ones, you're still ingesting things that are linked to every known kind of cancer on the planet. Every kind of devastating immune system impacting thing that you could possibly consume. And then you get to the chicken. I'm just going to give you two examples. We just kind of touched on vegetables. Here goes the chicken. Mm-hmm. Most of the chicken in this country is artificially damaged in the first place. And what I mean, a chicken to full maturity, instead of the 3 months that God would have allowed the chicken to come to full maturity, they have to damage the chicken's hormonal system so that the chicken's own hormonal governing systems don't fight back against the fact that they then pump them full of things like Prozac, arsenic. Well, that all survives the growth process, and it is passed on to your dinner plate. So you're eating arsenic, you're eating growth hormones, and we wonder why our teenagers are emotionally totally out of control or a total mess, or there's a cascading increase of things like prescription drugs now being given to our teenagers and young people for things like mood disorders. Is this making sense?
Yeah, it's making a lot of sense. And yeah, I knew this program. You know, I almost tried to avoid you because of this reason. I'm being serious, folks, because I know this is truth, and I've been just brushing on it. But the Father kept putting it on my heart, and then your book came from your dad's or whatever publishing company, and I said, oh boy, here we go. I have to be ready for this, and I'm ready. So yeah, go ahead.
But
here's my chicken.
Let's just move into some good news, because for those that are still hanging in there that are getting ready to turn the dial because they just can't take any more bad news, here's the point. As I sit here today, the new lifestyle that I turned that Dr. Joshua Vance, this Christian believer who is a more of a homeopathic, herbalistic, naturopathic style doctor, he's a doctor of chiropractic medicine, but he's also an expert in herbalism and things like that. You know, supplementation,
the
body's ability to heal itself. He and Dr. Matthew Sams, and Dr. Ralph Umbriaco, and then a licensed nutritionist, Loretta Quayle, the wife of Steve Quayle, the multi-time best-selling author. These people began to coach me. This whole team of people began to coach me, and here's what I found out. As I began to improve my gut, my digestive tract, my eyes were open to the fact that things like Crohn's disease, lupus, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, arthritis, food allergies, acne, adult acne, arthritis, asthma, autoimmune disorders, diabetes. These are things that can be put into complete remission, if not complete remission. The quality of a person who has been suffering these things, the quality of their life can be vastly improved at a minimum through the repairing of the gut lining, which rebuilds the immune system, which then begins to domino one by one by one, putting these autoimmune diseases that at the center are never going to be put into remission through things like pharmaceutical interventions. You have to heal what's wrong underneath. You can't just mask with things like hydroxyzine. So I found it to be too hopeful to hide under a bushel. I talked to my family and I said, you know, this is a lot of very, very personal stuff. I don't know if I really want people out there listening to me carry on about my digestive issues, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, his painful bladder. Oh, my gosh, the prostatinia. Who would want to hear all that? But once I realized that this was affecting other people's leaky gut syndrome, that it's affecting all these other people, and that is it is vastly to be blamed for a cascading number of people who are suffering autoimmune disease and things like arthritis. I got to tell you, I could not hide it under a bushel. So Time Bomb, let me tell you what it is. Now, you tell me, are we coming up on a break or do you want me to keep going?
Yeah, no, we are coming up on a break. We've only got about a minute. So give your contact information. I know they can find a book on Amazon and everything, but you know, where the Skywatch store is at probably might be a good thing.
So Time Bomb is the expose that's going to shed the light on how to get started with all of this. It's going to explain the gut-brain connection, how to reverse autoimmune disease, how to avoid the label games that are going on in the grocery store. That is the hopeful takeaway from the book Time Bomb. Now, you can get it everywhere fine books are sold, but if you want to get it at the SkywatchTVStore.com, you'll also get a whole bunch of free stuff, and maybe we can detail what some of that is when we come back from the break.
Yeah, we can sure do that, and I'm glad to. In fact, folks, I'm going to send you a link over to the pastor's page where you can find it easily at the Skywatch store. But, hey, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Can't wait to hear more.
Go away, Pastor Dan will be right back.
Back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Well, folks, so many people have asked me, well, why do you keep doing what you're doing, you know? And I even had somebody that tell me yesterday, well, they acted like it wasn't right to be able, you know, that we are putting people in poverty by what we do. And that's just ridiculous. But anyway, one of the reasons that we do what we do is because, well, let's sum it up with James chapter 2, 14 to 20. Well, what does it profit, my brethren, though a man say have faith and have not works? Can faith save him if a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food? And one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be you warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not the things which are needful to the body, what does it profit? Even faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. Thou believest there is one God, thou doest well. And the devils also believe and tremble. But will thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead, being alone? Well, folks, it doesn't mean I'm trying to earn my way to heaven like people say, well, you're just trying to earn your way to heaven. No, that's not it. You know, I serve people, and therefore I serve the Father. That's how I serve the Father. These things we do, when I became saved, this seems like the most natural thing to do. It's not something that I set out to do to get a reward. And believe me, it's one of the hardest ministries to be into because it's just that there's a stigma going along with it. People say, oh, he just takes care of the homeless and poor, and they try to put a stigma on it. But you know what? I don't care what people think. I only care about what the Father thinks, and that's the end of that story. So just pray about it. We need your help for the Wichita Mission Church because let alone we're mesic in nature, and then we have programs on, like even today, Time Bomb, the book. People say, oh, look at those weirdos. They're doing all these peculiar things. Well, I don't care again. But it makes it tough to get donations. And we don't sell anything, and we're not a rich ministry. You know, we're more like a home church with a building. And so it's really hard to get donations to do what we do. But we have started our 19th year of doing this, and I don't see us stopping anytime in the near future. What do we need right off hand? Well, of course, we always need cash donations to pay the bills and buy food and so on and so forth. If you happen to live in Wichita, you can bring those things by. We also need, we prefer King James Version large print Bibles so everybody gets on the same page. And also, if you don't want to help with the homeless support, you're listening to radio. So make a donation to radio because, again, we sell nothing. That's how we stay on the air. We minister to people in a part of town most people don't even want to drive through. And as we said on the previous program with my wife, our building's kind of like a fortress. If you look at it, it's a brick building. But isn't that where the body of Messiah should be, among the sinners and the people that are needful? And believe me, I see such great faith and I see such miracles that happen all the time. Because why? People who have nothing are down completely and they ask for in real faith for miracles that happen. Anyway, we do need your help to stay open because of the summer slump. And in the summertime, it isn't a slump in people. We get more people, men, women, and children, coming to us in the summertime. Kids are out of school. People are looking for something to eat. We are the last hope for so many. And we're all responsible to care one for another, as we are brothers keepers. All donations, no matter what size, help. And the Father notices all donations that come from where? Your heart. If you don't wish to help us support, again, consider a donation for radio airtime. Now, you can donate online or mail a check or money order. Or you can give a donation even over the telephone, and you can find all the information at prophecyhour.com. And now we are back with Joe Horn. We're talking about his book, Time Bomb. Are you still there with me, brother?
I'm still here. Do you got me?
Yeah, I got you loud and clear. And, you know, we even said, my producer said he's got a great connection. So he's even bragging on you. And let me tell you what, you know, I don't know if you know about producers, but they're really, really picky.
Sounds like you got a good one if he appreciates a good signal. Although I got to give my guys down here credit for this. I'm kind of a techie, illiterate person. So,
yeah. I have sons that help out with that, but. You know, I could get a lot fitter if I had was a little better tech, but that's not where my thing's at. Anyway, back to your great story, this great book. I mean, you know, first off, before we go back into the subject matter,
yeah.
Tell them about the offers and things that they can get with this, because they always do over there at Skywatch TV. Man, they give great deals. You buy a book and you get a lot of other stuff with it.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity to share. It's just we've got a deal at SkywatchTVStore.com that's pretty amazing. When you buy the book Time Bomb, just the cost of the book, you're also going to get an over 5-hour companion DVD called the Time Bomb Companion DVD. It includes off-the-record interview exclusives with all of the healthcare professionals that both contributed to the Time Bomb book. These are the doctors that helped me in my recovery to put all of these things like prostatidia and painful bladder syndrome, all this stuff, the diverticulite, put all that into remission via diet, lifestyle supplements. These are the people on the DVD. They're going to give you tricks and techniques and not tricks, I'm sorry, tips and techniques as to how to improve your physiology to live healthier lives. You'll also get the long version of my testimony, interviews with my wife, and what that was like to deal with from her perspective. There's also the you mentioned in the front of the show. We won't have time for this in this program, but in a very quick little snapshot, they're doing the same thing with pet foods. And I've got a project in there called Dead Pets Don't Lie and the Dead Pets Don't Lie DVD. And you'll also get a book called Eat This and Live for Kids. It's a book that talks to parents as to how to, or teaches parents how to help their kids transition to healthier foods without being bummed out at mom and dad for taking all their candy away. So you get all of that. It's over $130 value for the cost of just Time Bomb.
Wow, that's really great. You know what? Out of that, I'm interested in everything that you said. But what I'm really interested in, and no, I'm serious. Now that's a big thing. I have pets, and that's a big thing. But what I also see in there is I love the woman's point of view of things. You know, in fact, yeah. I've just recently started having my wife do. I try to get her on every week for at least one program, but it's just, you know, people neglect. I don't know how I can say it, but you know, it seems to me so many people have neglected the woman's point of view when they're the ones that, you know, they prop us up and they do so much to make the households and everything work.
They do.
Whether without her, I don't know how we could make the Mission Church work and everything.
It's
a disaster. So yeah, I'm really interested in the woman's point of view, but all that's quite a thing. So how can they get it again?
So go to skywatchtvstore.com and you'll get the book and all that stuff that I just mentioned. So, and I'd like to throw out there that Time Bomb is not a diet book. It is not a diet book. You're not going to get Time Bomb and then it's 30-day meal plans and here's the recipe. That is not what this is. You're not going to learn to cook with the book Time Bomb. Time Bomb starts off with my personal journey, very quickly moves past that, so that you kind of learn how I began to put into remission the autoimmune diseases that plagued me for almost 20 years, the ones that I was told, by the way, are genetic or they are hereditary or they are just how, you know, we don't know what causes these. Here's the pharmaceutical intervention that we provide. Take it or don't, but learn to manage your expectations. This was my life for 20 years. God showed me through some very cool believers how to get out of that death spiral, essentially. I lived at the very end of that, Pastor Dan, honestly, having children and my wife and not feeling like I had the energy to play with my kids or do things like go out to the park, mostly just became, you know, a guy walking around holding his abdomen, crouched over with next to zero energy because of the adrenal burnout. So Time Bomb is the expose that's going to walk you step by step how to see through the label games so that you're not getting exposures to disease via the groceries at the grocery store, the trick verbiage that they use, and it is not going to require you to memorize 80,000 chemicals. It's actually a handful of steps that will help you walk past them without having to do all that labor-intensive memory work. Mm-hmm. So we've done the heavy lifting for you. It's also going to talk to you about this new discovery that the world's leading holistic neuroscientists have finally connected called the gut-brain connection. We're going to explain how autoimmune disease begins and the kind of healthcare professional that we recommend you seek out in an effort to get you aligned with the kinds of people that can help you put, if you're out there, for example, struggling with fibromyalgia or Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis or diverticulosis or have chronic fatigue or other mystery illnesses that basically they've told you are hereditary, hey, manage your expectations, and you're suffering. I just want you to know that there is a very strong probability that if you align yourself with a homeopathic doctor, a holistic doctor, a naturopathic doctor, and in principle, by the way, whether these folks are Christians or not, and I have found that the vast majority of them in the Midwest that I've dealt with are. So I don't know if that's just a difference in thinking, but I have found that scripturally, in terms of Christianity, a creationist worldview, that most of the holistic doctors, homeopathic doctors at a minimum, are very sensitive to that worldview, which I find to be more scriptural anyway. The idea that you could promote healing in your body through a path that God has designed for you, as opposed to just living with these things that we're conditioned to believe are irreversible. And so that is what Time Bomb is. That is really what it is. It's not a diet book. It is the expose that hopefully will bring some hope and some light to you if you're out there dealing with some of this stuff. And I'd love to give you, if we've got time, I'd love to give you an example.
Oh, okay, give me 1 second, and we've got you've got over 15 minutes left to talk.
Sure.
First off, you know, absolutely. You know, that's so much of it. And I have been looking into things, and I'm seeing that someone, well, if I eat that, it's going to kill me. But yet, I've been also paying attention to what people talking about. Well, like, you know, you eat broccoli, and it can cure this, or dandelions, and it will cure this. And then I have come to realize, which I had always held this view, that, you know, if we just did things right, you know, God gave us everything to have an extended life. We just got to glorify Him and do the work. And
we have to stop destroying our temple through the nefarious things that we see. Most of us, Pastor Dan, and I'm guilty of this for as long as it took me to get sick enough to finally wake up and get aligned with the right people. We live our whole lifestyles around the fact that we're in ministry and we're taking Billy to the soccer game and maybe we're the volunteer coach at this event on Saturdays. Plus we do karate. Plus we do whatever. We take the youth groups to, you know, to the coast, you know, once a month. Whatever it is we're doing. And the last thing that we make time for is any consideration at all, really, about what we're eating.
Yeah.
We fuel our lives with garbage, and then our bodies begin to break down. I should explain what leaky gut syndrome is very quickly, because I think we mentioned that and we've not explained what it is. But in the simplest terms that I can explain it, leaky gut syndrome, and that is what so many Americans, whether they feel it in their gut yet or not, it might be manifesting itself in arthritis, chronic fatigue, low testosterone, hyperthyroidism, a lot of women that are struggling with hormonal conditions and issues. It's actually a matter of gut care, and they're on all kinds of thyroid management medications. This stuff's tinkering with our moods, our hormones. It's why they now believe that as many as 80% of Americans are in some way struggling with it, and maybe they're on a sliding scale of 1 to 10. Maybe they're only at a 2 right now. But I guarantee you, give it time. If you don't pay attention to the fact we are not eating like even our parents did. So we can't even look at the fact that maybe our parents hit their 70s, 80s and did okay and think, well, you know, good genetics, I should probably do okay, because we're eating foods that weren't around 30 years ago. Is this making sense? We are the experiment. We are the first generation to now barely begin to understand the physiological damage we're doing to ourselves and the damage that we're passing on to our fetuses that may not be reversible. So it's very important that people understand how to avoid becoming the next victim of leaky gut syndrome. But what it is when you can't digest foods or chemicals that your body was never meant to digest, things like glyphosate, which is in almost all wheat now, all grains and oats, all kinds of breakfast cereals and breads, and glyphosate is a weed killer that survives the harvesting process, and it makes it into your cereals, toast, snack crackers, all the stuff that we eat constantly. Little baby, you know, little teddy bear shaped sweet crackers for the kiddo. This stuff is very toxic. Just about everything wheat, oat, grain has glyphosate in it, unless you go organic. It is a Monsanto chemical. It is a weed killer. Okay? It's directly linked to just a whole slew of disease, cancers, liver conditions, kidney dysfunctions, all kinds of things we don't have time to talk about. So when you eat things that your body can't break down, it creates inflammation in the intestines. Now, this is for several reasons, but very simply put, one of the more obvious reasons is that when your body can't absorb nutrients from food, and it's looking very desperately for nutrients that it wants and it can't find them, what it'll do is it'll expand the tissue in your intestines to try to create a larger area of absorption. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Well, when it inflames, it stretches. Think of a chain link fence. You know how there's all those little triangular or square-shaped holes in the chain link fence?
Mm-hmm.
Microscopic openings in your digestive tract begin to open, and undigested food particles, chemicals, etc., pass through the lining of the intestines, enter into the bloodstream, where the body then picks them up and begins to attack them in the same way it would a common cold, a bacteria, or an infection. Is this making sense?
Yeah, so when, it makes a lot of sense.
When you're exposing your body to this stuff every day, over and over and over again, chemicals, processed, preservatives, dyes, over and over again, the immune system never gets to rest. It also begins to tax the, it begins to become confused about what cells are the good guys and what proteins are the bad guys and what cells to attack. And so the body goes into full survival mode. It constantly continues to create white blood cells to battle off what is disease incoming. And this is where a lot of folks end up with things like arthritis, et cetera, Crohn's. We've talked about a lot of this because the body begins to attack itself. It gets confused about what is enemy from what is good, what is bad cell from what is good cell. This is the beginning of so much autoimmune disease, but the cool news about this is it's also the way to reverse all of these things. You calm the gut down, you give it what it needs, and you stop exposing it to the things that are damaging it, and you can put all of these different things into remission, if not dramatically improve the quality of your life. And I'll give you one example very quickly. My father, Tom Horn, you may know Tom, he's maybe he's in the program. He was a diabetic for over 10 years, a type 2 diabetic for over 10 years. It continued to get more and more and more and more persuasive in his body. He continued to succumb to the disease. Over time, the doctor continuously, incrementally increased his metformin, which was the pharmaceutical drug issued to him to keep his blood sugar under control. After about 10 years, his doctor says, Tom, you're becoming, it's getting out of control. You're becoming a candidate for insulin injections. If this doesn't stop, you're going to basically live the rest of your life on insulin injections that will eventually increase over time. After 6 months of following my advice and the steps in the Time Bomb Project that weren't available, you know, a decade ago before I went through the end of my journey and knew all of the things that I've learned going through the Penn Foster Career College to become a nutrition specialist, and all of the input from the healthcare providers now that I deal with constantly, 6 months after he started a diet plan of eliminating exposures to toxins and additional carbs that his body wanted to turn into glucose to then burn as an energy, and the proper supplementation, introducing things to his body that would help him get his adrenaline under control and get the inflammation in his body under control.
Right.
He goes back to the doctor. He's no longer a diabetic. You're a pre-diabetic. We don't know what you did, Tom, but you're a pre-diabetic now. That's just one example. I'm also walking proof that steps in this book work. And I've got to tell you, there are two ladies that work for us down here at Skywatch. One is no longer suffering from MS after almost 20 years of being on terrible medication for MS. And I have another gal that put her lupus into complete remission 1 year, gut care, diet, lifestyle. So what I'm getting at is that there is a war going on out there. There's a war going on God's creation. The foods that we eat constantly, the stuff we feed our kids constantly, the high fructose corn syrup, we didn't even have time tonight to get into excitotoxins or how xenoestrogen in plastic bottles and exposures to the things we drink are lowering men's testosterone, which is giving rise to a huge new onslaught of guys struggling with all kinds of hormonal and mood issues. I'm talking about believers. I'm talking about pastors that can't figure out why logically they know their life is happy, but yet internally they're struggling with depression, anxiety, thoughts of suicide, frustration, rage, but then feelings of, you know, utopian joy and peace, but then 2 hours later they're angry and frustrated and tired. This stuff is destroying our bodies, and now science has linked the fact that we are now passing this on to our lineage. And we could go on and on and on, Pastor Dan. I'm going to throw you the football back because I don't know how much time we still have.
Yeah.
But there's a war on God's creation, and we're not going to make it. Our children are not going to make it if we don't start becoming very proactive with our care for the temple in less generic ways than just avoiding fast food. Is this making sense?
It's making a lot of sense. I wish I had listened to it a long time ago. I can't, you know, I said I got the book. I hadn't read it yet. I'm going to burn that book up this week. I mean, you know, reading it this weekend and get my wife to, because some of those things that you mentioned, I either know people that are suffering from it or I have some of the effects myself. And so, I'm really fascinated with this. And you brought up GMOs and, or, you know, Monsanto, and I hear that it's being bought out by Bayer, but, In fact, I did a program about that a long time ago, but that was just talking about how the seeds spill over into other properties, and
that's
it was
right.
called 666 is in the seeds, but it was a testimony from a farmer who got sued for having their crops and he didn't have their crops.
That's right, cross-contamination. Birds eat seeds, and what do? They fly and then they piddle. And where does that stuff land? Everywhere around these farms. So the stuff that you're talking about, genetically modified crops, they've already began to invade the small farmer. But that's a whole program, and I'd like to keep it very hopeful because in the book Time Bomb, we deal with how to avoid becoming the next victim of this food genocide that's happening in the United States.
Wow, that's really great. You know, is this what, you know, all of a sudden it seems within, I don't know, the last 10 years or so, people all of a sudden, well, I can't eat wheat, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And is that what all this is from?
That's just one tiny part of it. Have you ever heard or met somebody that said, hey, I went off gluten, and now
yeah.
if I eat it again, I get really sick?
Yeah.
Have you heard that? Like, okay, so they go off gluten. 6 weeks later, they accidentally eat something, or they eat it and they give it a try. Oh, okay, I'll have a dinner roll. And then they get really, really ill for like a whole day. You've heard this?
I had a woman in my church that was that way, in our congregation.
Your immune system has this, this is what leads to adrenal fatigue, though. Your immune system has this unbelievable ability to prop you up even when it's under attack, and it will accommodate exposures to things that are creating disease for a very, very long time, and you may not feel the direct consequence of it right at that moment. As these things build up in the bloodstream, your body begins to try to adapt to them. In fact, I've got information sitting in front of me. Dr. Mercola talks about this and how it's affecting our children. But our physiology tries to adapt to the things that we constantly expose it to. Now, when you stop exposures to things and you go through detox, this means getting all of this crap out of your body, getting all of these toxins out of your body, the xenoestrogens, the imbalances, and your body begins to reset. Your immune system begins to rebuild. When you re-expose, what happens because your body starts to realize, hey, these things lingering around, these toxins, these foreigns that are no longer being exposed to me that are lingering in the bloodstream, let's attack and clear those out. But once it does, if it gets another exposure, the immune system has a memory of that. They will go immediately 500 times fold over to attack what used to be native but is now foreign. So once you detox, your body's going to be very, very sensitive to exposures to things like tertiary butyl hydroquinone. It's a TBHQ. It's a preservative linked to all kinds of cancers. In fact, 5 grams of it could kill a human being. And they put this stuff in noodle packs and little Chinese noodle packs and top ramens and every kind of canned soup and so forth. Just sodium nitrates. Sodium nitrates, they use this to preserve lunch meat and bacon. And I mean, just every day the stuff we eat. But here's the deal. I don't want to depress your listeners. I really don't. It's just time because, and very quickly, I'm glad I thought of this. Before we run out of time, in 60 seconds, the question, do I have to buy organic? I'm very discouraged. I can't afford to buy organic. Time Bomb is going to walk you step by step on how you do not need to worry about how to afford to do this. There's a huge way to avoid exposures to disease without breaking the bank or thinking that you have to eat everything that's labeled organic. In fact, we actually take on, is it healthy to eat things labeled organic? Does it mean anything if it's labeled organic? Do I have to get involved with the whole organic movement? I don't know how much time we have, but it feels like we're really coming up on it.
Actually, we are at the end. I'm going to have you give the information for Skywatch again to find that special. But, folks, I did send a link over to that special to the Pastor's page. Go ahead and do that. And I want to give you an invitation. I'd like to get you back on and talk to you again after I read the book, okay?
You bet. If people want to learn more about Skywatch, the ministry, if they want to get a copy of Time Bomb, they can do so at the SkywatchTVStore.com. And again, we're offering all of those giveaways with the book at SkywatchTVStore.com. But if it's handier and you want to go to Barnes & Noble or you want to pick it up at Amazon, you can do that too.
All right. Well, brother, thanks for being on with me. It's been really informative.
Thanks.
And I'm going to burn that book up this weekend. All right. You be blessed. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Goodbye and shalom. Well, folks, that's time bomb the book. I'm really going to read it through. Some things that I'm suffering from, and I know people are, that let's check it out. Anyway, pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. We really, really do need your help to stay open. Anyway, remember, there is only one God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repentant sins. He rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Remember what? Always, always, always be a blessing to others. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, please. That's like praying for Messiah's return. And the Word does tell us to do that. Lord our God, Father, King Universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that, Father, you would bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you would be gracious to them and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until next Thursday, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the Internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.